G'day, everyone. Welcome to the Jane Dave podcast. There is so much thrown into this podcast. It's all made with love.
When you say thrown, what is in it?
Well, we've got things such as the elf on the shelf. Are you meant to touch
rules.
Can you touch them or not?
I have it here.
Yeah.
This is my elf.
Yes.
But he's been touched. Well, that doesn't sound right. He's been picked up before. Santa Claus gave us this one a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I just always thought, you know, it's a bit like Woody from Toy Story. You can pick him up and play around with him, and then once you go to sleep or you go away or whatever, he comes to life. And he runs around all over the place. That's why the way I thought it was.
He goes limp.
Yeah.
Is what you said on the breakfast show.
That's right. Woody goes limp.
Something that Dave's very fast regretting saying.
Yes.
That and a whole lot more on today's podcast.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well. We're very excited to hear more Christmas carols are lined up for the year in Airlie Beach. They certainly come out for their Christmas carols too.
Yeah.
They certainly do. We unfortunately missed out last year and we all know why, but this year we're going to go for it full steam ahead.
Okay. Now it's the same spot as always, right, at the Airlie Beach foreshore?
That's correct, down in front of the, just sort of behind the sailing club, right on the beach there.
Near the big Christmas tree. We were there last year, Dave. Remember we broadcast live?
Right,
today,
yes.
Today, this time last year, we were broadcasting live from the big Christmas tree. That's right.
That's right. That you guys have got one of the best spots in Australia to have the carols, honestly.
I think we do, yeah. I think we're very lucky having that pretty foreshore.
So what time do we to kick off the event and what sort of events or things can we expect on the night?
Okay, so we're going to kick off at 4:30 in the afternoon. We've got the Proserpine Citizens Band. They've got a great lineup this year. They're doing about 10 tunes. We're then going to have a welcome from our Rotary President, and hopefully Mayor Andrew Wilcox can come along. We're then going to carry on with St. Cath's, have a string ensemble, so we can have a little cello and violin and double bass going.
Oh, that's different.
It's just going to be really pretty. We've got a couple of solo singers from St. Cat's, and then they've got a choir coming onto the stage.
Okay, Darwin, can you do us a favour? Can you get Andrew Wilcox to belt out Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You?
I will actually ask him. Don't you worry.
Don't ask. Don't ask. Demand.
He rang us on the breakfast show last week, very excited that Wildcat was launching here in Mackay. And then he was like, you know what? Christmas is around. So you tell him that Jane Dave said he had to sing this song.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah. And he has to wear the nice little red dress and everything.
No, right? No. Don't go overboard.
I think we'll stick with a hat.
Look, we'll put the details on the big event that's happening this weekend on our website, our Facebook page as well. Good luck with it all. We can't wait to see some of those great photos, hey?
Yeah, and we've also got Cannavale State School coming up after that with their prep right through to grade 6 kids. So it's going to be a great lineup.
Sensational. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for the info this
morning. Thanks for that.
Have a great day.
See you there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
See you later. Bye.
There
you go. All you need to... I can't wait to see Andrew Wilcox.
If he comes out in that dress, pass.
I would give him a standing ovation for trying.
Well, yeah, that's true.
All right.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Anytime.
Pleasure to be here.
Anytime, mate. This is the pinnacle for you to be at Bathurst or what?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, I'm in the Super 2 category this year, so still got one more step to get into the Bathurst 1000 properly. So, try and prove myself again this year and see how we go.
Mate, you're still there. That's all that matters.
You're racing at Mount Panorama. That's all you have to tell your mates. You get bragging rights on that one, okay?
You can say they've done that.
Yeah.
But last year, you did all right at Mount Panorama as well in the Super 3 category, didn't you? You won last year.
Yeah. So we had a really good year last year. We got my first ever pole in a supercar around here, which was, a crazy experience in itself. So this year, hopefully we can continue that sort of progression and, get back on the podium.
How does a Mackay boy go from Mackay to Mount Panorama? Like, obviously you did a lot of go-karting and that kind of thing. Is that the stepping stones to get there?
Yeah, I've always grown up around, motorsports. So Dad used to race motocross back when he was young. And he also done a lot of teaching in the motorsport industry. So I've sort of always had it with me growing up. And then, when I turned 7 and we moved up to Mackay, Dad put me in a go-kart straight away and sort of just progressed. We went overseas and done a few stuff over there for Australia and came back and started moving up into cars. And now we're racing the V8 supercar at Mount Panorama, so it's a pretty cool experience.
So I guess it's fair to say that you can actually change a tyre.
Yeah, maybe. I'm more of a driver, but I'm driving.
I was flat out using Matchbox cars, yeah, probably, let alone driving something at 7 years of age. But it's obviously been in the blood. So was Dad pushing you to do this sort of thing, or was it your own free will to say, you know what, I actually enjoy this?
Obviously, at the start, like, he definitely was like, if you want to do this, we sort of want to put all of our focus into it. So it was all fun and games, I guess, at the start. And he let me make my own decisions throughout my career, which was really good. So there was no pressure from his behalf. He sort of just said, if this is something that you're really keen on and you're dedicated to doing this, we'll put our time and effort into it. And we've never looked back since we started.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's working out for you. I mean, you got your first podium finish in the Dunlop Super 2 Series last week in Sydney. So that's a good lead-in into Mount Panorama at Bathurst this weekend. What's the end game for you? Is it Supercar Series, or is it overseas with NASCAR or Formula One? What is it?
Yeah, 100%. Last weekend was my first ever rookie podium as well as overall podium. So if we can carry that momentum into this weekend, we can sort of build on that and see if we can get a podium this weekend. And then, moving forward, I want to do as much as I can here in Australia and make it to supercars. And at the moment, that's my goal and my main focus. And sort of got a tunnel vision to that at the moment. And then from there, we can, sort of expand our horizons if need be, like Scotty McLaughlin has, and head overseas or do some other categories. But at the moment, its sole focus is making it to that final end game of supercars in Australia.
Well, from St. Pat's in Mackay through to Bathurst at Mount Panorama, mate, congratulations. Well done.
And if you need some grid boys, you let us know. We'll come and do it for you, all right?
Yeah, 100%. Get the umbrellas out. That's it.
We look good in Lycra.
There's no chance that's going to happen at all. No, don't put the boy off. Thanks for joining us this morning, Declan. Appreciate your time, mate. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Jay and Dave in the
morning. Well, we can say it is now Christmas.
Yep.
Okay,
you know it's Christmas. 1st. I've seen every second person posting about Elf on the Shelf this morning. Actually, people on our live Facebook feed at 7 a.m. saying, where's your Elf on the Shelf?
Yeah, well, their beady eyes. The kids love playing with those things as well.
You're not allowed to touch them.
What do you mean?
No, the Elf on the... No. Dave, they are real. And they at night time they hide, they go to the next location. So when the kids wake up in the morning, the next day, Elf on the Shelf, wherever you find him in that position, you are not allowed to touch the elf.
The kids pick him up all over the place and just...
No.
Of course they do.
No, it's not a toy.
It's a toy.
I'm telling you now, it's not a toy. I adopted my Elf on the Shelf from Let the Children Play here in Mackay a couple of years ago. He makes his way around the radio station studios. Wherever you find him, you leave him there, because the next start, I'm serious, 133-53. Kids, can you tell Dave, or even Mum and Dad, if you've got Elf on the Shelf at your house, explain to him you're not allowed to touch him.
Elf on the Shelf is exactly like Woody from Toy Story. You get to play around with him, and then you go away, or you go to sleep, and he goes and does his own thing. That's how it works.
So do you own one, do you? You own one?
No, I know these things.
No, you don't.
No, I know these things.
When you get the Elf on the Shelf, the rule book tells you not to touch.
Rule book.
I'm serious.
You play around with them, kids. You play around with them, don't you? 133-53.
You got a view. You can take photos, but you're not allowed to touch. That's what the rule is, because it's bad luck. I'm not even lying. This is serious. 133-53. It's absolutely serious. We'll take your calls up in just a moment. I'll.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll get some people to side with me. I'm sure I read that was maybe not.
No, you're allowed to play with them.
No, it's bad luck, because Santa sends them. They're his spies.
Yeah, well, that's what the whole thing is about. You know, the kids get to play around with the elf on the shelf, and they know straight away that they've been good kids.
You take these calls, put them on hold. I'm going to go to a song. I'm going to race out and get my elf on the shelf and read the rule book.
Okay, go for it. I don't believe you. I don't believe anything you say anyway.
Maybe I'm second-guessing it now. Maybe it's not the rule. I don't know. Maybe this is what I was told. Are you allowed to touch the elf, or do you have to leave it alone? Like, I know he moves around at nighttime when the kids are asleep.
Yeah, and I get that part. It's a bit like Woody from Toy Story. That's the best way to explain it. You know, he goes he goes all limp, and he's a toy to begin with. Stop it. He goes all limp. So what's the boy's name in Toy Story?
Andy.
Andy, that's it. He gets to play around with all the toys, and then when he goes to sleep or he goes away, they come to life and they do their own thing. And that's what, same thing with the elf and the shelf.
Too much eggnog for Uncle Jay this morning. All right. Sid is calling us in Farley. Sid, what's the rule? Can you touch elf on the shelf?
Tara's in Rural View. Tara, the kids are allowed to play with the elf on the shelf, yeah?
No, it loses its magic.
Yes. See? Told you. Now
it's
he's
not
starting
like,
to get
it's
it.
Not like fairy dust.
No. It's just like you'll have to send it back to the North Pole sort of thing and get its magic back.
Recharge. Exactly right, Dave. It's a very serious thing, Tara. Thank you for clarifying that.
You know what? I'm not going to believe anyone until I speak to Harmony from Andergrave. Harmony, how are you this morning?
Good.
Now, have you got an elf on the shelf at home, Harmony?
I used to.
Okay. All right. Are you allowed to touch elf on the shelf or you have to leave him alone?
We have to leave him alone, otherwise he'll lose his magic.
Just like Tara said, yeah. Okay.
Harmony, I believe you. I don't believe anyone else. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. You been a good girl this year?
Yes.
Does Mum agree?
I think so.
Hopefully Santa agrees as well. Thank you for the call there, little Harmony. All right. Elf on the shelf. Just leave him alone. Just if you see him, admire him from a distance. Be like at the museum. You can have a look. Don't touch. Leave him be. And then the next day he finds a new location.
The beady eyes freak me out anyway. Don't want to go anywhere near him.
A bit like, what did you say his name was? Andy.
Andy.
No,
Woody.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me. Jay and Dave in the morning. A little bit of shower activity. Water on the road. It's bringing out the snakes, though.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Why?
So, yesterday, day before, I was in bed and I could hear Jamie screaming.
Yeah.
Not Ned Flanders screaming, but...
I'm glad we're doing this early.
And I was like, what the hell? So I ran out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
And because he was in the lounge room.
Right.
I thought, what's going on here? And then he was trying to get the cats out because they have their own cat run. So for those people who don't know what a cat run is, it's just like an enclosure where they can cats, so they don't roam the streets, right?
Yeah, it's like a cage.
Yeah, but they have access to the house via a cat door.
Yeah.
So, what the hell is going on? So anyway, there's a snake in there. There's a snake in the, and I took a photo of it, so you can see the photo there. But
so this thing is right next to your back door, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So then for some reason, and usually I'm terrified of snakes, I've turned Steve Irwin. Like I've gone, right, I've got this. I've got control of this situation. I know what to do.
Yeah.
And he's, revving me up. Just get out of there. You're going to get bitten. And I said, well, I need to know. I have to identify what kind of snake this is.
Right.
But by the time I even got there, the snake was like up in a striking position.
Oh, okay, so it was ready to bite.
Yeah, it was like the photo. I've got the photo there. So it's literally in an S shape. And it looks like it's about to strike.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, because obviously he was a bit pissed because the cats were trying to get to him and vice versa.
Sure.
So I'm like, I just need to identify it because we don't know whether the animal's been bitten or not.
Yeah.
So
you got in there going, crikey!
No, well, I got out of the cage and I went around the backside of the cage way to see what sort of snake it was. And I've taken... a photo of it, put the flash on, and it obviously just turned out to be, we've got a friend of ours who's a snake handler for whatever reason, and she's like, oh no, it's just a children's python.
What the hell's a children's python?
And why are children playing with said python, honestly?
It's
ridiculous, but he slithered off, but the rain, it's bringing all the creepy crawlies and snakes out, so just be aware.
Don't be alarmed. Just be aware.
Then I couldn't sleep because I then started having these stupid thoughts. Maybe what if the snake is like getting revenge? It's going to crawl through my screen door into my yard, into my house, into my bed. You hear those stories about a person asleep with a snake next to it and it's sizing the person up to swallow them whole.
Yeah, but how big was this python?
Probably about the same size as my arm. It wasn't very long, but yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Thought I'd bring that to everybody's attention. Snakes are around at the moment.
So. Yeah. I'm more worried about you being Steve Irwin. Crikey.
There's no way I could be Steve Irwin. I'll be running in the other direction altogether. Jay and Dave in the morning.
Tony from Stella Rossa, Jacko from Lennis Chicken. Thanks, guys, for helping out with the toy drive this year.
Oh, look, mate, Christmas time, isn't it a fantastic time? And hopefully those that may miss out, we don't really want them to. So you boys have done a fantastic job. So let's get presents to everyone.
Now, Tony, you've come on board for the kids' toys. Have you played with any of them yet?
No, not yet. Well, I will maybe later on. And, yeah, it's a pleasure to get involved with let the children play. And, yeah, hopefully the kids enjoy them.
Ali, you've done the shopping. Thank you very much for choosing the toys for the little kids this time.
That's all right. It's always great fun going around and picking out things and thinking about where they'll end up. We love to do that.
And the kids are going to love all this stuff too. Look at this toy stuff. It's amazing stuff. There's plush toys here. There's puzzles. There's everything. Oh, yeah. What is that? Did I break something?
Don't break it.
This is actually one of our rare Australian-made products, made from Australia, from Australian wood. So there's some little stacking stones.
That's cool.
We don't see much that's made in Australia, so we love it when we do.
This is why we love coming here, to let the children play, Dave.
Okay, now we've done all the shopping. Let's go play, boys.
Don't just let the children play. Let the adults, well, we're not really adults, but let us play.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Monday was a big day for a lot of people. Feel sorry for everyone that lived at Shoal Point, had to work in the city. It was around about an hour and a half drive into work.
Oh, because
amazing.
Of the rain.
Yeah, everything was going nuts. We had a big day too. A lot of callers letting us know which roads were flooded and everything else.
I think we do it well as a community when we do go through that sort of stuff. Everybody is patient as much as we can be to try and see the floods through, I guess.
Yeah, you have the odd one that's just an idiot out on the roads trying to get in front of everyone and just making life difficult for everyone else. But it was one of those days where you just wanted comfort food, right?
Yeah, rain does that to you. Even this morning, looking outside, it's cloudy. Like from where I'm standing, I can see some clouds and rain.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you think, oh, what can I eat today? What warm food can I have?
Yeah, just the greasiest burgers and everything else. And that's what happened on Monday. I had the biggest burger I think I've ever had in my life. It's called the Dominator.
Yeah.
And it's from Duck's Nuts down the bottom end of Victoria Street.
Yeah, right.
They do a really, really good burger. And this one, you have to cut in half just to get it through into your gob.
How many patties are on that thing?
Well, you've got the meat patty itself.
Yeah.
You've got pork on top of that. You've got brisket on top of that. You've got an egg. You've got about two or three slices of cheese. And then you've got maple syrup and sauce and everything as well. You've got to try it. It's beautiful.
There's no way I would even get through half of that. Like that's even like, you look at me, I'm two times taller than you.
Yeah.
Built like a brick, you know what, but I wouldn't be able to get through that. No way.
Oh,
at all.
For me, for some of us, it's pretty easy.
That's just an entree.
So, yeah. So I was ready for the food comer and it started hitting. So I thought, okay, it's time to go to bed in the afternoon, have a bit of a snooze, went to take off the jeans on the top button.
Yeah.
Didn't need to. All of a sudden, pop, there goes the button. I actually popped the button.
Oh, Dave.
It was pretty bad. And you know what?
How are the pants that tight though? Because I thought,
well, they weren't at the start.
Yeah, but that one burger though, it's not going to push your pants to extreme.
They're not exactly the comfy jeans.
Lost an eye with that thing.
Well,
shooting something.
If you were in front, you would have had a problem there. So yeah, but the funniest thing, the next day. I don't know what's going on, but Snap Fitness decided, hey, do you want to become an ambassador for us?
You said yes right on the spot, didn't you?
I'm still thinking about it.
Sign me up, I say.
So there you have it, folks. Another podcast. Another bit of fun.
Another show.
Yeah.
How many have we got left of the year? A few shows and then we're done?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Thank God for that. I mean, sorry, I'm going to miss it this year. If you want to catch us weekdays, 5:30 a.m. on Mackay in the Whitsundays, Triple M, of course, live here on the Listener app.